Blog Talk Radio
presents a plan.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. Yeah, hey, it's been a while, but we're back. Happy New Year, the beginning of 2022. I took a major break, wound up getting sick, and glad to be back and happy to be back with our first guest of the year. I'm excited because I can't wait to go see her over at NJ Pack. I've been so excited for the show. I think it's been canceled definitely once because I was supposed to go. But tonight we have with us Candice Guardino. She's a comedian. She is the brainstorm behind Italian Bread. It's getting phenomenal reviews, and I can't wait to see it. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Candice Guardino. Candice, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. Thank you so much for joining me tonight, and I apologize for having to cancel on you last week. I'm just not feeling myself. Someone else is doing it, but I'm bumps. No, I'm kidding.
You know what? It's not just you. Everyone was sick. The whole
well,
world.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I thought maybe I had COVID because, I mean, I don't leave the house. I literally don't leave the house. There's no way I couldn't got it other than, you know, the family goes out to work and they come home. But and my spouse specifically is in the hospital and surrounded by COVID. But they keep testing negative. So yesterday, my town, thankfully, I was a little disgusted, I have to say. They did a testing site and there was no one there. I mean, what I see in on TV versus what I just experienced. I was the third car in line, no one behind me. I was in and out in 5 minutes, which is all good. Don't get me wrong. But why are other people having such issues? And I literally went in and out. I don't get it.
Right.
So anyway, I am negative. So I'm happy. I think I just have the flu. So other than that, I'm okay. I'm okay. But how's the weather over in beautiful L.A.?
Oh, well, it's so funny. I just came back from L.A. I'm back in Jersey now. It was gorgeous.
You're getting what I'm getting right now.
Weather. Yeah, I'm getting it.
Yeah, snow. We're getting snow right now. What part of Jersey
are you?
Yeah, what part of Jersey? South? North?
I'm south, and right now we have some heavy rains that I'm sure will change into snow.
No, we got definitely snow here, which I'm not thrilled about, but it's supposed to turn to rain. I guess we'll get your rain. No, be grateful. You're going to have rain. That's one thing I like about rain. You don't have to shovel it.
It's true. It's true. But yes, California was nice and sunny.
I bet. So you're back for your tour, obviously.
Yes, I'm back, and I'm going to be in Florida the end of February. So I figured let me start home in Jersey, and then the tour starts officially at the end of February.
Cool. Well, I can't wait. I believe was the show canceled? Was I supposed to go see you with what is this, January?
Yes, it was canceled last year because of COVID, and
right.
We've been just, you know, kind of waiting to see what theater's going to look like. So we finally picked a date, and we picked it for March 19th. And I think theater's going to be okay. I just think it's taking some time.
Well, listen, folks, and for you, Candace, if you haven't been to NJPAC since the pandemic, they are up on it. You have to bring your card, and you have to wear a mask the entire time. And if you want to be stupid, be stupid. They'll probably throw you out. So, but, I mean, I've went to a show or two, and I never felt more comfortable. It is one of the most beautiful venues I've ever been to. And
Isn't it beautiful?
It's so... And it's so intimate, and I love it. I love it. So I'm looking very forward to the show. I can't wait. But I believe, was the matinee canceled for March?
Yes, we're doing the night show. So it's going to be an 8 p.m. on March 19th.
March 19th. Yeah, I got to put that in my calendar because I'm definitely going. I'm going to check it out. I can't wait. I'm going to have a good time. Tell us how Italian Bread came about. And what it's about. I know what it's about, but tell everybody else.
Sure. Yeah, well, it is an 85-minute show that I wrote and created. It's basically a story of how I grew up in my crazy Italian household, and I impersonate all of my family members. And a lot of people always ask me, they're like, how do you come up with these stories and material? I said all I did as a kid was sit in my mother's kitchen and just listen. And this
and
is
listen.
All true. So everything I say on stage is all true.
So where's your accent? I'm not hearing the accent.
Yes, it's gone right now. I bring it in for the show. So when I talk like my mother, I bring all the accents back in. And I do that because when I went to college for theater, first day, one of the professors said to me, oh, my God, you'll never work in theater with that accent. You got to get rid of it. So I worked really hard for 4 years to get rid of my accent, graduated, and then realized all I have to do now is bring back my accent.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. But have you ever seen the, what is it? My Big Fat Italian Wedding.
Yes, I've seen that.
Oh, that was hysterical. My God, that was hysterical. That was hysterical.
All Italians are alike in some wonderful way.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? I know you mentioned that it's your Italian thing, but I think it's a New York Jersey thing to me. I'm not Italian, yet I relate it to everything that was in the Italian Wedding. I relate it to everything.
I always say, I say this in my show often. I said, you don't have to be Italian. You don't even have to know someone Italian, because at the end of the day, when you watch Italian Bread, it's not about that. It's about family, because family's family, and everyone can relate in some capacity to the stories that I tell. And that's what I wanted to do. I didn't want to just tell Italian stories. Yes, it has the flair of Italians, but it's mainly family and what families go through and what it's like, being a child in a very loud family. And that's not just Italians. That's a lot of families, a lot of heritages.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, to me, when I saw My Big Fat Italian Wedding, I said, oh, my God, this is like everybody I know. It's my family. It's just crazy, And people say I have the Jersey accent. I don't hear it. Sometimes, once in a while, I'll do it, but I don't
so
catch my
when I get mad, right?
Yeah,
when
exactly.
I get mad, my accent comes out.
Exactly, right? Well, I love the fact that you incorporated Mario Cantone and Vic De Benedetto in there. Two of my favorites. I would love to get both of them on. I'm coming to Vic's show as well, and I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait to see him. I got to ask you, when you're hanging out with Vic, is he as crazy as he is in his videos?
He's actually
passionate. Is he as passionate?
Yes. Oh, of course. He's Italian, so he's going to be passionate. But he's really sweet. We had a really good time with him filming the virtual cameos that he does in Italian Bread. He was just so fun and easy to talk to and easy to work with. So we had a really fun time. He's actually a real sweetheart.
Yeah, and he's a little bit on politics sometimes. Does your act consist of politics at all, or you do anything about politics in the family?
It doesn't. I originally wrote a joke in about politics, but then I took it out because there's no story that I do about it. But I will say that when I grew up in a family, because when I asked my parents about politics, my dad just used to tell me they're all full of crap. So I grew up thinking that for a really long time. You know, that was a big joke in our family. It was, they're all full of crap. So I never really dove into it. And then as a stand-up for myself, it was more like I wanted to do stuff that I felt like was very relatable to what I was going through currently. So, yeah, mine is more family, and I would say anything having to do with growing up is I hit all those stereotypes on the head for sure.
Right, right. Well, the great thing about doing your family is that you have a new story every day. It's not the same old material all the time.
Never gets old. And once you're playing these characters on stage, you know, you're fully embodying them and you're becoming them. Then all of a sudden stories just start rolling off your tongue because now you feel, I sometimes joke, I said, I feel like I am my mother some days or I am my father because I can impersonate them so well.
Right, right. And now when your family sees the show, are they like, I don't do that. What are you talking about?
You know what's funny? In the beginning, when they used to come see me try out material in comedy clubs, my mother would say, are you sure? Do you want to make fun of us? I don't know. She used to call it making fun, right? And she used to hide in the back of the theater. My dad would say, oh, God, don't embarrass us, Candace. And then as the show started to get real good reviews and sold out crowds, now my dad says, you know, you should change this part. You should write this about me. I should be in it more. I'm like, here we go. Now they're giving me tips and pointers
all day long. Oh, God, that's so funny. I picture that, too. I could picture that. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Now, up there it was. Of course. There it was.
Yes. My sister, after the show, comes up to me and she's like, how come I'm not in it more? I don't understand. Why am I not in it more? And I'm like, I'll put another scene of you. Yes, because the audience loves my character the best. I'm like, yep.
Oh, my goodness. Now, this has got to happen to you where you've got something, you know, your set planned and what you're going to discuss. And then, like, right before the show, something crazy happened at home. You must have had to add that or it probably never fails, I'm sure.
Yes. Yes.
It's
tons of times. For me,
yeah,
it's more
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no. I was going to say, for me, I have these moments where I'm like, oh, I'm going to tell that story next show. And mine is, there's also music built into my show. So if I want to change something, I got to give it at least a day to incorporate, because I like to incorporate music underneath. I sing as well in the show. So I want to make sure that every story has a beginning, middle, and end.
Right.
So that's something that I do. That's the theater side of me. So I'm such a mix between a stand-up comedian and a true theater gal. And that's just something that I really wanted to do with this show. So if I find a new story or something sparks in me, I'm like, oh, I got to write this in. I write it in and I got to find a good song and all of everything's got to work.
Right, right. Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to say you're originally a Broadway actress. So how did you go from Broadway to doing, well, you're still doing Broadway with Italian Bread, but how did you go from theatrical to comedy? I mean, or were you always just a comedian at heart?
You know what? I definitely could say that when I was auditioning for just, you know, theater, I had these moments where I would always get called back for the character role, they called it, which was like the sidekick or the funnier role. And I kept having these visions. I said to myself, you know what, even in college, I said, I know for sure there's something I want to dig into with comedy. And then I just threw myself into stand-up, you know, Gotham and Caroline's. I just like throw myself in and let's just try to do a set. And I bombed a few times and I said, oh God, this is harder than I thought.
Yeah,
and then
once
you start to really have your first good 10-minute set and you realize you are funny, and then all of a sudden the world opens for you. Like everything just sort of started to make sense. And I said, I'm going to do something that I don't think anyone's really tackling, which is bridging both worlds. And, you know, John Leguizamo, he has an amazing one-man shows, and he does that really well. And I remember seeing his show, Freak, when I was a kid and thinking, okay, I think I could do that. And so that's that bridging the gap between a comedian and a theatrical performer and just really honing that in is something that is exciting to me because I want you to come to the theater. I want you to laugh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I also want you to feel totally moved and feel like you went through an experience.
Right, right. Well, that, yeah, I think that's for everybody, right? I mean, to, you know, you want to give your audience all you got. Have you found TikTok yet?
I've seen, yes, I, of course. I have found TikTok, yeah.
You'd be huge on TikTok. You'd be huge on TikTok. I've never seen you on TikTok, but I'm sure you're there.
I haven't done anything yet on TikTok. I did one or two things. I dabbled into it for a second, and I was like, what is this world?
You're going to blow up on TikTok with this stuff. Are you kidding me? Just being yourself
true,
and acting.
Right?
I'm serious. Has this ever, like, come to your mind, or anybody ever approached you about maybe doing a sitcom or even, like, a movie or a short on Italian Bread?
Yeah. I do write for television, so I often... And the good part is I've definitely developed a TV show based off of the stage show. Now it's about finding a right home for it. I would love to eventually get it to a network or even to cable streaming, seeing where a good match for it is. But yes, there's a world for it. And I've written a film. So it's about finding the right producer now.
Yeah. And how about like a book? Have you ever penned it into a book?
You know, I just started kind of dabbling into the idea of writing it as a full-on book with some of my grandmother's recipes in it and all of the so much of it is based off of cooking, of course, in Italian.
Yeah. Right.
But I did. I just started thinking about that, where I was like jotting down notes. I'm like, maybe this is an area that this show would, you know, go into, because there's so many different, you know, avenues this could turn into.
No, here you go. You mentioned food. Is it sauce or gravy?
Oh, goodness. For me, it's sauce.
Yes. Thank you.
It is not gravy. Gravy's the thing on the turkey.
Oh, here's one for you. We're having a little dilemma in my house this weekend. How do you pronounce S-A-U-S-A-G-E?
Sausage.
Ah. And even, what's her name? What is Siri, not Siri. What's Alexa agrees with me. Sausage.
Oh, sausage. That's very funny.
My Alexa just went off.
Hot dog. She heard me. I love it because you called her.
Alexa, shut up. Shut up, Alexa. Jesus. She's so nosy. My God.
I love it.
Yeah, because we were having a...
I'm not sure about that.
Alexa. Come on, shut up. I said she's so nosy. She said, I'm not so sure about that.
Exactly. I love it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I can't wait to see the show. I mean, I need a good laugh. We all need a good laugh. And
Yes.
Share something with us to make me chuckle. I need to chuckle. Let me ask you for one. I don't want to give away anything too good. Give me one of your. Are you married?
I am.
Okay, so Okay, give us, when are you having the kids thing from your mother?
Oh, goodness.
I'm sure come up.
Of course it has. It's been coming up for 10 years of my
life. Exactly.
I'll tell you something funny. I did not take my husband's last name. It's nothing against it. I just, when I got married, I said, I'm going to keep my last name, because I worked really hard to, you know, be the person I am. And my mother looked at me with, like, her look, and I knew she was judging me, that guilty look. And I said to her, listen, I said, when I have children, or if I have one or two, whatever, I said, maybe one will have my last name and one will have his last name. And she looked at me and she said, Kansas, what are you, running a freaking orphanage? I said, what? I said, Ma. There you go. That's my mother.
Ma. Ma. I know. That's so... Nope. It's so funny. It's so Jersey, too. That's the way I speak in my family, too. It's crazy. Now, you're originally from Brooklyn and then Staten Island, or no Staten Island whatsoever?
My family did the migration. I was born in Brooklyn, and then I lived in Staten Island basically until I was in college. And then I moved to Manhattan a bit, L.A., and now I go between L.A. and Jersey.
Nice, nice. No, I have a few friends in Staten Island. I doubt if you know them, but I don't know what.
You know what? Everyone knows everyone in Staten Island.
Oh, my God. A good friend of mine just passed away, actually, Jan Delarada. I don't know if you know the Delaradas.
Delarada. I feel like I think I went to school with a Delarada.
Really?
I think I might have. Find out if they went to St. Joseph's by the Sea. That's where I went to school.
Oh, didn't everybody go to St. Joseph's by the Sea? No.
Yeah, basically. But there's only a few schools you can go to in Staten Island. There's not many.
Yeah, yeah. So I used to go to Staten Island once a month to visit her, and, yeah, I miss her. But the funeral was typical Italian, everybody, you know, especially with the repast. Oh, eat, get whatever you want,
I know.
You know.
It's a big deal, yeah. I know.
Right. And I'm following this entourage in the rain and the dark, and I wind up, I'm like a step away from Long Island. I'm like, what the hell had I wind up here? But anyway.
Oh, I know. It's like the end. Yeah. I always say Staten Island's like its own bubble at the end of the earth.
Right, right, right. Oh, my goodness. So share with me, tell me one of your stories that really everybody loves when you're on stage. I want to belly laugh. I need to laugh. So I need to laugh. I feel like shit. I need to laugh.
I love it. Yeah. So one of the stories that it's actually my favorite story. I do a lot of stories in the show, but this one in particular is at the beginning of the show. And it's my very first time my grandmother's teaching us how to make meatballs. Now my mother, she doesn't want to touch the chopped meat. She's like, oh, my God, I don't want to take my rings off. I don't like the meat. I don't like the feeling. And I'm about 6 years old in this moment. And I'm listening as my mother's saying, I don't like the feeling. I don't want to touch them. And my grandmother turns to her and she says, you don't want to feel it. You don't want to touch it. Why? She says, oh, I don't like the feeling in my hands. My grandmother looks at her and says, let me ask you something. When you touch your husband's balls, does that feel funny? The funny feeling? Because it's the same freaking thing as touching the meatballs.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Exactly. So then she says to me, Kansas, come over here, learn how to make the meatballs. So she starts playing with the meatballs, and she shows me how to make them into a round ball. And she says, meatballs, Kansas. And she gives me a whole lesson, and she says, they're just like men. They're really not as hard as you think.
There you go.
You gotta love her. So yeah, that's how I love to make meatballs. It's great.
Yep. Gotta love her. Oh my God. Now if you were
my grandmother was unique.
This is a stupid question. This is curious for me, so I know what to buy. If you were to buy jar sauce, what would you buy?
Oh boy. You know what? There's some good brands out there.
Yeah,
there's,
I know. Tell me which one I can get because I don't know how to make my own sauce.
Yeah, you know who sells actually? Steve Sharippa, who's in my show in the virtual cameos. He sells a great sauce. So I would definitely buy
I didn't know he had
a sauce.
Yeah, I didn't know he had a sauce.
Yeah, and also I actually think Bon Jovi had a really good sauce. My husband tried it once or twice. He sells a great sauce.
I think I've been using lately Rao's.
I haven't tried Rao's.
It's not bad. It's not. I mean, but compared
it's
to the
bad.
my mother used to cook years ago ragu. I mean, that shit went in and out real quick. That went right through me.
I know.
That went right through me. Oh my God, ragu. Jeez. Ugh. That was nasty.
No, I know.
nasty. Well, there's some things today I still can't eat because of what my mother made. Beautiful woman, wonderful woman. She couldn't cook to save her life. We had next door an Italian woman, and she was a cook. Oh, my God. She fed us. If she didn't feed us, we would have never ate. But, oh, my God. The food was delicious.
It.
Yeah. I love the seven fishes on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, on Christmas Eve. Absolutely.
I used to try to hook up with an Italian every Christmas so I could go and do the seven fishes.
Oh, that's so funny. I mean, if we don't have the seven fishes, there's something wrong. Like when COVID hit and we didn't have a big Christmas, it was weird because that's all we do is have big holidays. I mean, my husband is only half Italian, which my mother says, let's just say he's full Italian. Don't tell people. But
don't tell
he's
people.
He's only half Italian.
Don't
and
tell
I
anybody.
Have to tell, yeah, we can't tell no one. That's what she says. But, you know, he was shocked. when he first came to our Christmas. He was like, Jesus, you guys really celebrate.
Yeah, he's probably like,
so taken
he's probably
back.
Like, I came into this crazy family, but I like the seven fishes.
Yeah, he said he just remembers he's just always smelling, because I always smell like cooking of some sort when we first started dating.
Oh, and what do you have, sisters, brothers? You mentioned a sister earlier.
Yes, I have a younger sister.
Just one? There's only two of you?
Just one. Shockingly enough, my mother only had two girls.
Oh, God, you guys must have drove her crazy.
Oh, yeah, bananas. I don't know how she lasted this long.
Well, that's where you get all your material from her driving you guys crazy and vice versa, you driving her crazy, right?
Oh, forget it. We did it all as little girls, too. We did the dance recitals, the pageants, all of it. Nuts.
It's so funny. Oh, now speaking of the cameos, how do they play a part in your show?
Yeah, so each of them, like Mario, Steve Sharippa, Leslie Jordan jumps on the screen.
Yeah, how'd you wind up with Leslie Jordan? He's not even Italian.
Oh, I love him. That's
me
a personal
too.
One for me, because I just love him. And he was the perfect person to play. So I do this story where we go, my grandmother takes me to FAO Schwartz for the first time. I'm about 7 years old. And the salesman at FAO Schwartz is played by Leslie Jordan. And so he pops on the big screen as a toy soldier and plays the character of the salesman.
Oh, my God.
So all of these characters, when they jump on screen, they play something that's intricate within that specific story. Like Steve Sharippa plays the priest to my Holy Communion when I have to confess for the first time. And my whole family
Uh-oh.
Goes into the confession.
Okay, that's going to be funny. Oh, my God.
Great.
And what I got to know, what part is Vic? Yeah, Vic's got to be what? He's got to be what?
Yes. So Vic plays the cop that pulls me over when I learn how to drive. I get a speeding ticket, and he's the cop that pulls me over.
Oh, my God. That's good. I can't wait. I'm so excited. So now the show that we're talking about in particular is March 19th at NJ PAC. And before then, do we have anything going on, or COVID's kind of sidelining you for now?
You know what? I'll be in Florida February 24th.
Oh, right.
Yes. I'll be at the Delray Playhouse 24th, 25th, 26th. So I'll be there, and then NJ PAC March 19th, and then we have a few shows coming up. I have St. George in Staten Island. I have the Vogel Theater in Red Bank. We just got the Oak Theater in PA. So we're going to be announcing
nice.
A few more, hopefully as the guidelines and the restrictions start to loosen slightly and people start paying attention to what the guidelines are and theaters
right.
start feeling really comfortable. Hopefully everything starts to slowly open back up.
Yeah, I'm hoping too. I was upset, you know, things were starting to kick up, and then everything had to die down again. I was fortunate enough to attend a few events at NJ PAC, and everything shut down again. It's like, come on, man, let's
I
live
know.
Our lives.
Let's restart. I know.
Right.
I felt the same way. I was like, just as we're getting good at this.
right. Oh, here's a crazy question for you. Has anybody ever been insulted by your material? Any Italians been assaulted by your material?
Oh, I'm sure. Have they told me? No, I don't think so. But I have learned being in this business that you can't please everybody.
right. No,
there's
I know.
No winning.
Right. I love that, you know, a heckler is a heckler, but it's like, all right, you had enough. And it's like, you're not here. You're not the entertainment. Shut up. I'm the entertainment, not you, you know.
Yes. And you know what's funny? There's something beautiful to a show than a comedy club. The difference is, I say I find it a little easier to do a show in a theater because there's some sort of respect that the audience does where they sit. They listen, they watch the show, they enjoy it. Sometimes when you walk into a comedy club, they don't always give the respect to the audience. And like you said, there's a heckler or there's something going on and it's like, geez, like that's a harder crowd. So I think it's a harder, I would say, journey, right, as a stand-up comedian to really get up there and have to deal with a heckler. In a Broadway show, in a Broadway house, sometimes you don't have to deal with that as often. The only time I really deal with anything is the cell phone. That drives me crazy.
Yeah.
Like, the cell phone's going off in the most intricate moment in the show where the person answers the phone and she's like, hello, and everyone's looking at her. And I have to stop the show. I have to be like, why don't you take that call? And when you're ready, we'll be waiting.
Right. Oh, my God. It's just rude. But now, you know, they allow people with cells to take pictures and video and everything. And and it's on. So if it's going to ring, that it's going to ring. But don't take the call. You know, it's just horrible.
Right.
It's horrible.
That's
horrible. Do you have a website, Candace, where people could go find out more about you?
Yes, of course. We have the show website, which is italianbreadshow.com. Mm-hmm. And bread is spelled B-R-E-D. I don't sell bread, so sell any dough.
Right.
And my name is Candace Gardino, and the website we have is CandaceGardino.com.
Cool. Well, what was I going to ask you? Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm writing, so I know where to tell people about where they can find out more about you, so I could do my article tonight for the paper next week, so I don't want to miss anything.
I love it. I'm so excited for that.
Well, I'm so excited to see you. I'm so excited to have you on the show. I can't wait to see the show. I really can't. I'm hoping that...
Yes, you have to tell me you're there so I can come see you after.
Oh, that'd be great. I would love to. I'm hoping NJ Pack is going to give me some tickets to give away for the show. It's a little soon right now, you know, because we partnered with them. So now they give us giveaways, for contests. So that'd be great.
Oh,
so I'm
I love
hoping.
It.
Yeah, but I am definitely coming. I cannot wait. I will be there with bells on. I don't care if they got to drag me out. I will be there.
I love it. You sound like my mother. That's what my mother said to me. She says, I'm going. She's enough with this cancellation stuff. I was like, all right, Mom.
Oh, my God. Is your family going to be at that show?
Probably. You'll see one of them. You'll see either mom or dad. Sometimes they sell T-shirts. They help out.
Nice.
It's a family affair.
Yeah, and do they try to go to as many shows on the East Coast as possible, I guess?
Yes, on the East Coast. When I'm, traveling real far, or, when I lived in California the past couple of years and I was performing in and out, it was harder. But now when I'm on the East Coast, they're like, well, I have to come. I have to see it. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I remember what I wanted to ask you. Are you into the Housewives of New Jersey and also the one with the, oh, God, what was the girls from Staten Island, the one with the mafia girls? What the heck was the name of that one? The Mob Wives. Were you into those?
You know what? I knew Big Ange, and I know her sister Janine very well. They're actually really wonderful people. So, yeah, I knew them. And her husband Dominic and their children, and they're just wonderful, wonderful people and so funny.
I love the Big Ange. I love the Big Ange.
She was fabulous.
She was real. She was real. She was real, you know?
Yep, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And it's true, because when you meet her in person, it is exactly that, very real.
Right. And what about Housewives of Jersey?
I don't know them, but I've seen a few episodes. I mean, how can you not giggle when you watch them?
I know, right? Oh, my God. I'm so glad I broke that bond. I was addicted to every Housewives, and then I started watching Mob Wives, but I didn't watch it as often as the Housewives, but the Jersey Housewives are all Italian, and it's like, oh. You know, Jersey's not all Italian. It really isn't. It's Staten Island. You know, it used to be all Italian at one time, but it's a big melting pot everywhere now. The Housewives of Jersey, they were like you. You know, your family. It was their family, and you know, some of them were a little more than others. And again, it's not even an Italian thing to me. I think it's literally an East Coast Jersey, New York thing to me. That's my opinion on it.
I totally agree. It's definitely entertaining.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I cannot wait to see you. I really can't. And like I said, I'm a huge fan of Mario's and Vic's as well. And I'm hoping to see Vic. I think Vic has a show scheduled there for, oh, my God, March 25th and 26th. So,
yes,
oh, March
right after. Oh, good.
Yeah, March is going to be a busy time. Oh, my goodness. My God, it's going to be nuts. But, well, Candace, is there anything else you'd like to add for everybody out there in regard to Italian bread or about you that they can get more information?
Yeah, no. Obviously, go to the website and you can see all the tour dates, and I'd love to see you. And the only thing I would say to everyone is stay safe and support theater. Go see it.
Yes. Get out there. Everybody, live your life. Do it. Live it right, and you can do it. Everybody can
right,
get back
exactly.
out there. Let's make the world turn again by doing the right thing.
I'm with you on that. I love that.
Me too. Well, listen, stay safe. Stay warm. I don't think you're getting snow. I think you're getting all rain. I think I've got the snow, which is going to turn to rain. I mean, I'm no weatherman. I just play one on TV. I'm kidding. But... I'm just going based over what I saw. But if you're down South Jersey, of course, snow doesn't happen as often as it should, you know, compared to up
right.
here. So I wonder why. I used to wonder, is it because of the salt water? Is it because salt's in the air and it just evaporates?
I don't know. It's a good observation. I'm not sure why.
Well, that's something we have to find out.
I know.
I'm kidding. Everybody, Candace Guardino, go check her out. She's going to be at NJ Pack on the East Coast here, March 19th, NJ Pack. Then she's also in other dates. Florida's coming first and a lot of other Jersey gigs and New York gigs. Go to her website. Go to Candace Guardino, Guardino.com and ItalianBreadShow.com. And that's bread, B-R-E-D. Not the bread, as you get it. It's a play on words about her family, Italian bread, hello, McFly, you know. So
exactly.
sometimes you got to explain these things.
I love it.
Well, Candace, again, it was a pleasure meeting you. I hope when I see you, I will be back to my normal self. I'm a little under the weather. So I thank you so much for being my first guest for the year of 2022. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. And I cannot wait to see the show.
Oh, that's a pleasure. And I'm so happy I was your first guest. And when you come to the show, make sure they tell me so I can say hello in person.
Who am I going to tell?
I don't know. Tell the people at the door. Anyone.
They're not
going
to listen to me. They're going to say, who's this asshole? What's she want? You know?
Tell my mother at the door. Email us. Anything.
Tell my mother at the door.
She will. My mother will be like, listen, there's someone here for you, and I will come right out.
Oh, I'd love that. That would be sweet. I'd love to meet your mom. You said she's probably going to be over by the tees and stuff, the merch.
Yeah, she'll be there. You'll see her.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Candace, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. Stay warm. Stay
Thank
safe.
You.
We'll see you March 19th. NJ Pack, everybody. Candace Guardino. Thank
Bye.
You so much,
Thank
Candace.
You so
Bye-bye.
Much.
Take care, honey. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Wow. I'm telling you, if you guys have ever seen my big fat Italian wedding, that was just hysterical. And again, to me, that I don't even find it to be Italian. I find it to just be a Jersey, New York thing, you know? And it's just the way we are over here. And it's so true. And you could go on YouTube as well to go check out Candace's stuff, and you could see, get a little taste of what the show is about. And it's Candace Guardino at CandaceGuardino.com and ItalianBreadShow.com. So I hope everybody is having a great new year. Mine, I don't know. Did it start off good? I don't know. I'm feeling like crap. I thought I had COVID, believe it or not, but it's impossible. There's no way, pardon me, that I could have it. I mean, my family, like I said, my family goes to work. My one son, he works at a retail chain, so he's around people all day. And my other son, he's a mover, and he's around people all day. And my spouse works in the hospital and is around COVID all day. And the majority of COVID are unvaccinated folks. So you're killing us. you're killing us, man. We can't get anything done till this is over, okay? So let's get back to as normal as we can. So I've been, as you know, I took a little break off with the holiday at Christmas, and I needed a nice break, and unfortunately got sick in the meantime, but definitely not COVID. I just feel like crap. I just feel ugh. I don't feel like myself, and very tired. I've been sleeping a lot, and but I felt a little better today after my four-hour nap. Jesus Christ. Yeah, so we've got some great guests coming up for you. I'm going to get in as many as I can for January. I haven't booked anybody yet other than Candace, because we had booked a long time ago, and I got to get back on the train. I got to get back in the saddle here, get back on the show. So, yeah, some crazy stuff going on out there. So be kind, everybody. Look at the website to see when our next show will be. I'll also post it. I'm going to hopefully get to some emails tonight and get some great guests on for you guys. So be kind, everybody. Take care. Thank you, Candace Guardino. Can't wait to see you. Meet a mother. And that's going to be wonderful. We're going to have a great time. Take care, everybody. CandaceGuardino.com and TheItalianBreadShow.com. B-R-E-D. Go check it out. And the show is March 19th at NJPAC. Also, go to NJPAC.com and check out what other shows they have. So take care. Be kind, folks. Bye-bye.